pursuing death and dying, and if this be so, and he has had the desire of death all his life long, why, when his time comes, should he repine at that which he has been always pursuing and desiring? Plato, Phaedo.
Cambridge, Michaelmas term, October. The wind bit, the sun hid, and on the first day of class, when she ought to have been lecturing undergraduates about the dangers of using the Cartesian severance spell to revise without pee breaks, Alice Law set out to rescue her advisor's soul from the 8 courts of hell. It was a terrible, gruesome accident that killed Professor Jacob Grimes, and from a certain point of view, it was her fault. And so for reasons of both moral obligation and self-interest, for without Professor Grimes she had no committee chair, and without a committee chair she could not defend her dissertation, graduate, or apply successfully for a tenure-track job in analytic magic, Alice found it necessary to beg for his life back from King Yama the Merciful, ruler of the underworld. This was no small undertaking. Over the past month, she had become a self-taught expert in Tartarology, which was not one of her subfields. These days, it was not anyone's subfield, as Tartarologists rarely survive to publish their work. Since Professor Grimes' demise, she had spent her every waking moment reading every monograph, paper, and shred of correspondence she could find on the journey to hell and back. At least a dozen scholars had made the trip and lived to credibly tell the tale, but very few in the past century. All existing sources were unreliable to different degrees, and devilishly tricky to translate besides. Dante's account was so distracted with spiteful potshots that the reportage got lost within. T.S. Eliot had supplied some of the more recent and detailed landscape descriptions on record, but The Wasteland was so self-referential that its status as a sojourner's account was under serious dispute. Orpheus's notes, already in archaic Greek, were largely in shreds like the rest of him. And Aeneas, well, that was all Roman propaganda. Possibly there were more accounts in lesser-known languages. Alice could have spent decades poring through the archives. But her funding clock could not wait. Her progress review loomed at the end of the term, and without a living and breathing advisor, the best Alice could hope for was an extension of funding sufficient to last until she transferred elsewhere and found a new advisor. But she didn't want to transfer elsewhere. She wanted a Cambridge degree. And she didn't want any advisor. She wanted Professor Jacob Grimes, department chair, Nobel Prize laureate, and twice elected president of the Royal Academy of Magic. She wanted the golden recommendation letter that opened every door. She wanted to be at the top of every pile. This meant Alice had to go to hell, and she had to go today. She checked and double-checked her chalk inscriptions. She always left the closing of the circle to the end, when she was absolutely sure that uttering, and thereby activating, the pentagram wouldn't kill her. One always had to be sure. Magic demanded precision. She glared at the neat white lines until they swam before her eyes. It was, she concluded, as good as it ever was going to be. Human minds were fallible, but hers less than most, and hers was now the only mind she could trust. She gripped her chalk. One smooth stroke and the pentagram was finished. She took a deep breath and stepped inside. There was, of course, a price. No one travelled to hell unscathed. But she'd resolved at the outset to pay it, for it seemed so trivial in the grand scheme of things. She only hoped it wouldn't hurt. "What are you doing?" She knew that voice. She knew before she turned around whom she would find at the door. Peter Murdoch. Coat unbuttoned, shirt untucked, papers flapping from his satchel, threatening to tear away in the wind. Alice had always resented how Peter, who every day presented like he'd barely scooped himself out of bed, had still managed to become the darling of the department. Though this was no surprise. Academia respected discipline, rewarded effort, but even more,